Hello everyone, my name is Jose Daza, and welcome to the very first episode of the Jose Experience Podcast. I'm really excited to finally get this podcast started, and since it's my first episode, I wanted to pick something meaningful. A topic that doesn't always get the attention it deserves, but still plays a huge role in our daily lives. I'm talking about the Department of Agriculture. Now, when most people hear agriculture, they might picture boring farming regulations or some things that doesn't really affect us. But this department is more than that. It affects us every single day. For example, it regulates the food we buy. It also makes sure that the food we get in the store is safe from any bacteria or malfunctions. It also supports the farmers across the country. And one super important thing that I could also think of, it provides the meals we receive in the school system. In this episode, I'll break down what the Department of Agriculture actually is, who started it, when it came to be, and why it matters. We look at its history, its main responsibilities, and the 8 subdivisions that keep it running. By the end of this episode, you'll see why this department is not only essential, but also deserves a lot of more recognition than it usually gets. That's what I'm going to talk about in this first episode. Let's start with the basics. Who actually created the Department of Agriculture? The answer is President Abraham Lincoln. He was the one who pushed for its creation, and he often called it the People's Department, because farming was such a huge part of American life at that time. Now, when did this happen? The United States Department of Agriculture was officially established in 1862, right in the middle of the Civil War. Even though the nation was divided, Lincoln saw agriculture as something that united people. Everyone needed food, and supporting farmers was essential for survival. Finally, why was it created? Well, back in the mid-800s, farming was tough. Farmers didn't have reliable information about soil, crops, or tools. There was no system for spreading new discoveries or improving food production. The country was growing quickly, and people needed a stable food supply. Lincoln and Congress realized that if the United States was going to expand and thrive, farmers needed government support, research, and organization. That's why the United States Department of Agriculture was born, to help farmers succeed and to make sure the nation could feed itself. Over time, the Department of Agriculture's role expanded way beyond just helping farmers. It took on food safety, nutrition, rural development, forestry, and even global agricultural trade. Today, the Department of Agriculture is made up of 8 main subdivisions. The number one is Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services. This area helps farmers here in the United States, and it also handles trade with other countries. The number two is Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services. This one is important because it runs programs like school lunches and SNAP, which is also known as food stamps. The number three is food safety. Their job is to make sure the food we buy in stores or restaurants is actually safe to eat. Number four is marketing and regulatory programs. These are the people setting the rules for food marketing and labeling, so when you read something on a box, you know what you're actually getting. Number five, natural resources and environment. They work to protect land, forest, and water, making sure we use our resources responsibly. Number six, research, education, and economics. This group does the research, finding new ways to farm better, grow healthier crops, and then share that knowledge with the public. Number seven, rural development. Their focus is on small towns and rural communities, helping with housing, business programs, and infrastructure. And finally, number eight, forestry. This subdivision manages the nation's forest and grasslands through the United States Forest Service. All 8 of these areas come together to make the Department of Agriculture one of the most important parts of our government, a department that impacts the lives of every single one of us, not just farmers. And even think about it, the Department of Agriculture is behind the food served in school cafeterias, the labels and safety standards on the groceries we bring home, and even the care and protection of the forests and parks where we spend time with friends and family. Most of the time, we don't even notice it. But this department is always at work in the background. It safeguards our food supply, supports the people who grow it, and protects our land and natural resources. In short, it's a department that quietly shapes our daily lives in powerful and essential ways. Ways we often take for granted, but couldn't live without. The impact of the Department of Agriculture isn't just about farms. It touches nearly every aspect of American life. Its policies and programs affect farmers, consumers, and even businesses. For example, the Department of Agriculture subsidizes and supports programs to help farmers stay afloat during tough years, ensuring a steady food supply for the nation. This has a direct effect on food prices and the stability of local economies, especially in rural areas. But the impact isn't only positive. Some critics argue that certain programs favor large agribusinesses over small farmers, creating inequalities in the farming sector. There's also debate about how agricultural policies affect the environment, from pesticide use to soil and water management. These effects may not be immediately visible, but they shape long-term sustainability and the health of our food systems. Consumers feel the impact as well. Programs like SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, help millions of Americans access food, showing that the Department of Agriculture isn't just about production, it's about nutrition and public well-being. Meanwhile, school lunch programs ensure that children get meals essential for learning and growth. In other words, the Department of Agriculture policies ripple outward, affecting public health, the economy, and even the environment. When you step back, it becomes clear. The Department of Agriculture is a perfect example of how a government agency can influence both short-term daily life and long-term societal outcomes. So, the so what is simple. Understanding this department helps us see how policy decisions translate into real-world effects, for better or for worse. During my research, I found some truly mind-blowing facts about the Department of Agriculture that show just how much they impact our daily lives in ways we might never guess. Another cool fact that I saw is that the Department of Agriculture actually works with the Major League Baseball. Their experts study the wood to find out why bats break, and this research helps make the bats safer for players and saves a lot of trees. I actually didn't expect agriculture and science to help players score home runs. The last one I got is that the Department of Agriculture had scientists that helped discover how to mass produce penicillin during World War II, and it helped save countless lives. In conclusion, the Department of Agriculture is one of the oldest and most wide-reaching departments in the U.S. executive branch. From supporting farmers and regulating food safety to managing nutrition programs and conserving wildlife, its work touches nearly every aspect of American life. Studying the Department of Agriculture shows us that presidential power isn't just about signing laws. It's also about directing agencies that have a real tangible impact on people's daily lives. By examining both the positive and negative effects of agricultural policies, we get a clearer picture of governance. Balancing economic support, public welfare, and environmental responsibility, understanding this helps us appreciate the complexity of the executive branch and the importance of the decisions made by the president and their departments. That would be it for my first podcast episode ever. Thank you for listening to the host experience and have a great day. Wow, 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 wow